Blog Talk Radio.
Hiya, boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Based on the latest, a GOP capitulation on the budget to bribe-taking slash bribe-paying Democrats, the GOP trots out their weekend squeak-by list. Four candidates for the presidency from the same leaf file. One, Huckabee, Fox's president on retainer. A nice guy, a good man, but too soft on crime. The result was four dead cops having breakfast gunned down by a Huckabee parolee. No thanks, Huck. Go for a more social role. America needs a Joshua. Two, Gingrich, my favorite opportunist. Can teach America history, but won't make history. Smooth, but we need a killer instinct commander. We need a commander-in-chief who snaps his pencil when he talks and says, don't tread on us, while he speaks and behind him is a big statue of the Enola Gay. Three, Mitt Romney, a business-oriented, cleaned up the European messy Olympics, but Hollywood rules and Mormons will be portrayed as Muslims. It's totally unfair, but don't forget this country is already 51% a communist. And the other thing against Mitt is that his health care plan got too expensive in Massachusetts. You know, when you sit down with the communists, you know, it used to be a joke about Nikita Khrushchev at the UN, and they were ordering lunch, and President Kennedy said, I'll have a corned beef sandwich, and Khrushchev said, I'll have half of his. And that's what you do when you compromise with communists. You lose. There's only one thing terrorists understand. That's more terror. Number four is Sarah Palin, a gutsy lady, puts Democratic women to shame, has the best recipe for moose stew, and is hated by the communists because she has a night scope on her 3006. She would make a great Secretary of Energy. She is the winner of my TNS award. Take no Shiite. Sadly, she was headed off at the pass by the worshippers of Hillary Clinton, the only Democrat female candidate for La Reina allowed by the DNC. All others will get the DNC harlot label and be treated like one of Bill's girls. Hey, Charlie Sheen, eat your heart out. We have nobody, my friends. The next war will be nuclear, and already all the candidates on both sides of the outhouse are rehearsing their first hit speech. Why, I had no idea the bomb was there. Hang in there. I'll be right back. I'm back. We're talking about GOP candidates, GOP, GOP. And so far, I don't see anybody that's got a chance of beating Osama bin Laden. Maybe we need John Bolton. If he promises to move 60,000 troops from Fort Al-Waqba, a PC hood, to close the drug routes from the 51st state, Mexico, if he can open a trade route through Somali pirate land with the words of a blackjack dealer as he slaps his hands together, all gone in 10 minutes. If he can get Lulubell out of the submarine compartment 3 before the torpedo wedding. If he can reduce child murder and taxes at the same time using Operation Half, instead of killing 1.2 million, maybe we can cut it down to 600,000. That would be great, wouldn't it? If he can rebuild America like Grandpa left it, one country, one God we can trust, one language, press all numbers for English, and promote family values only, and if it doesn't pass the don't ask or don't smell test, it goes in the garbage. We need a Patton or a MacArthur. Someone the communist press hates. Someone who gives George Soros shingles. Someone who can raise the cross once again on Mount Soledad. Someone who investigates communist colleges, including Catholic ones, CARE and the ACLU. Someone who can clean up the drug problem and make families whole again. Okay, Jesus, we know you're out there somewhere. Someone who has to say the guts, who has the guts to say divorce is adultery, abortion is child murder. I know who could say it, John the Baptist, and we all know what happened to him. Burning the flag is treason. Scouting and the NRA are good for America. Someone who will outlaw all special interest groups. So today, my son, in America, anybody can be president as long as you have $1 billion. You see, Junior, your vote was canceled by GE, the Chinese division. Haley Barber is a nice guy. Tim Pawlenty is a nice guy. Bobby Jindal is a nice guy. But you know the saying about nice guys. And that only counts in romantic encounters. We need someone with a temper and a dueling scar across the cheek. John Thune was smart enough to say, I'm not ready, and he is better than most. What is it? What is that saying about freedom? How can you miss what you never had? Beware of people who hate big American business, but their hero is big foreign business, like Hollywood and union bosses. Beware of pistachio nuts who say American troops should be in Libya and not in Afghanistan. Today's families are up the creek without a paddle. Mom has to stay home just to monitor MTV. Parents are losing their children at earlier ages than ever, before one out of five Americans is a junkie and drug rehab is health care. The locks box is empty but full of political promises, what every deceiving politician, and that is the majority, won't tell you is that more taxes are on the way for the rest of your days. Don't be surprised if tomorrow you find a toll booth at the bottom of your driveway or the alleyway, whichever is your planned route of escape. Yeah, don't be surprised if you find a toll booth at the bottom of your driveway or a boot on your toilet seat because you broke the poop meter. Because you were a quarter short, and people complained that bottled air is up to 50 cents a gasp. Besides losing asset value as taxes rise, you have two minor problems. One, you lost your country, and two, how can you get it back before others take what is left? There is only one simple solution. Charity begins at home. Patton said at the end of World War II, that the world better learn to take care of itself, because if we try to do it, we will go broke. Yet today, welfare begins at the UN and trickles down to corrupt regimes who skim 95% for themselves while buying American politicians with the money that we just exported. That is why one man, one vote, $1 champagne contributions is preferred, whether you are Joe the Plumber or GE. Why have billions for airtime when the internet is free this week only? The networks will promote their candidate over their opponent anyway. Remember when the New York Communist Times would not allow McCain's letter of candidacy to be posted? As for McCain, that horse stays in the barn. Why? Because Arizona is drug-laden, which is worse than bin-laden. It is the national hub for drugs, and on his long watch, while he was voting with Ted Kennedy and Russell Feingold, he failed to watch out and protect his fellow citizens from the scourge of drugs. So where's our Lochnavar? We sent out an SOS to save our ship, and they sent back the SOS, the same old ship. Most Muslims say one day the black flag of Islam will fly over the White House. You mean we'll have to take down the statue of the Blessed Mother on top of the Capitol Rotunda? Infidel, that is not Mary, the mother of Jesus. That's a statue of victory. Oh, I forgot, Our Lady of Victory. God bless America, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all, if your visa has not expired. That four Americans got shot, two died in Frankfurt, Germany, right? And they were killed by a Muslim. And the Muslim's from Kosovo, but by way of Kosovo, but he's an American citizen, natural born in the USA. And he got his Muslim teaching and he went to work. He went to jihad. So he graduated from Muslim school and he went to jihad. And that's what's happening. And, of course, we're not going to wake up to reality. If we didn't wake up on 911, we're never going to wake up. After 911, I said, what is the magic number? What number is going to get America off its ass to fight back and settle this thing once and for all? It wasn't 3,000. We lost 4,500 guys in Iraq. We're up to 7,500. Plus, the ones Obama is killing in Afghanistan, who, by the way, 5 months ago, he passed Bush's record for combat deaths in Afghanistan. 5 months ago, he passed Bush's eighth-year record. He talks a good game, throws those hoops. Yeah, I don't know who the hooples are. Maybe he's throwing the hoops to the hooples. And the hooples would be us. But here's what he's done. He has sent out an invitation, a come kill us invitation, to the entire Muslim world. Now, I know there are good Muslims, and I'm waiting to meet one. And when I do, I will Elan Wasahelan and give him a hug while I search him for weapons. Yeah. Oh, it's not Muslims that killed us. It was just a fringe element. Yeah. Which fringe? The fringe from Libya? The fringe from Tunisia? The fringe from Indonesia? The fringe from Kosovo? Which fringe? From Saudi? From Yemen? Somalia? Give me the fringe. Where's the fringe? What, were they all riding in a Surrey? There was only four of them. They were riding in a Surrey with the fringe on top? What a bunch of fools we are. We're not fools. You know what we are? We're brainwashed. If you check behind your left ear, that's the communist fill inside, you'll find behind your left ear a drain plug. And you don't realize it, but when you go to the car wash to get the car shampooed, somebody takes you next door to the Democrat and brainwashing shop and abortion clinic. And they unscrew the drain plug and they give you the conditioner. And you're conditioned. You're good to go for another 30 days. So here's what's happening. Around the world, the word has gone out. Now is the time to kill Americans because Obama is in charge and will do nothing. As a matter of fact, he'll send Eric Holder to Gitmo to give a speech, to read from the Holy Quran. Yeah. And National Geographic, the terrorist section. And God help us, we're in trouble. But the word has gone out, kill Americans, and you saw four of them got murdered by Somali pirates who happened to be Muslim. Muslim! I'm not saying that all Muslims are terrorists. I know that there's one good guy out there out of a billion. Yeah, Haji, I'm looking for you, buddy. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. These politicians have sold this country out. There's very little left. And the sad part to tonight is every time I turn on a Fox Business, there is another investment ace talking about the multi-millions he's making investing in other countries but the USA. And I'm getting sick of it. I'm getting sick of it. And you know what? My campaign slogan is Rebuild the USA and Charity Begins at Home. And I'd put an end to all that other happy horse crap. And one of the things, my first act as your president would be, I would replace every office-buying politician with a veteran. I would definitely replace every American ambassador appointed by the State Department and the favor-seeking politicos. I would appoint every American ambassador. I would replace him with a GI in a wheelchair. And if he wasn't up to par, he could learn on the job. And I'll bet you he'd be far better a representative than the crap we got out there now, sitting with heads of state and spilling their drink on the T-boy. So having said that, let me give you Varsity Drag. And speaking of Varsity Drag, I'm tired of watching La Cage aux Folies. Guys, learn how to dress right. You look like hell in women's clothes. Get yourself a nice suit and take that lipstick off. Going to blow Hollywood's mind right now. I'm going to call for a moment of silence and let's say a prayer for Mel Gibson, Richard Jenny, and now Charlie Sheen. Okay? These guys are in trouble. Richard Jenny committed suicide and nobody even said a prayer over his soul. He was whisked right off the stage. Get his body out of here. It's over. Sheen and Gibson are in trouble. They need help. They need God's help. They need help. They are self-destructing. They are burning out like a sparkler. And all the media can do is thrive on it and sell newspapers. So let's ask God to look in and protect the Sheen family and the Gibson family and bring them back to normality and sanity. And save their souls, because they're in big trouble. So, having said that, I just wanted to mention that. I looked at the movies that Mel Gibson made. He made some fantastic movies. The man is totally talented. I mean, he almost made $1 billion, or he probably went over $1 billion on The Passion. And how everybody hated him for doing it. They called him an anti-Semite. They tried to shut him down before he could raise high the cross. And he did it. It was magnificent. Apocalypto was magnificent. Okay? They couldn't call him an anti-Aztec. The Patriot, the best lesson of how to be an American that one could ever see. Signs. Very good. Even the one that he, what women want, that was hilarious. And if you go back to his early days, well, everybody knows him for Mad Max and Thunderdome. I'm not into that. But Gallipoli, I was into. And I still remember that one scene in Gallipoli, which is the Australians were landed in the Dardanelles by the Brits, and they were used as cannon fodder to try and defeat the Turks. And the Turks had superior firepower and gun positions, and these poor guys were cut to pieces. And they were getting ready to withdraw, and they were going to stop the last offensive. And they didn't have electronic communications. They were using runners. And it was so sad that they were just getting ready to kick off the next attack. And you could see that their hearts weren't in it. They knew they were going to die, but they were going to go for a country. And it was either Mel Gibson or a guy that was, you know, a co-star who ran to tell him that the general had just said, halt the attack. And he missed it by about 10 seconds, and the whistle blew, and they all went and died. It was a real sad movie. It was called Gallipoli. And it shows you the frustration of war. So there's Gibson, who's totally talented, and he was the father of 8 children. And then he lost his marbles. Drink got the best of him. And when you're drinking, the worst of you comes out. All the devils and the demons that you tried to hide, they all show up for the parade. Now, Charlie Sheen, he looks worse than Gibson. Charlie Sheen is wasting away. Charlie Sheen, next time you see him, he's going to have a barroom tan, and his liver's going to be shot, and he's going to be thin as a rail. His eyes are starting to sink into his head already. This is no way for a guy to end his life. And I hear he's got 2 kids. I don't know if they're boys or girls. And they were taken away from him last night. You know, it's unreal. It really is. And these guys, they need real help. And this whole country needs help. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. And healthcare includes a rehab. Not for a broken arm or a broken leg, but for a broken mind. And I believe mental illness is on the rise today. And we're in trouble. We're all up the fat lady's burka, and if we don't clean up our act, we're all going to be in cesspool city. We're in trouble. There are people. There are Visigoths and Vandals at the gates just waiting for us to fall. You have no idea what's in store for you if this country goes down. You can't begin to fathom it. You know what you do? Go to the History Channel and watch some World War II movies. Watch The Rape of Nanking. Watch the Fall of Manila. Watch the Soviets persecuting the Ukrainians. Watch the Holocaust. You don't think that couldn't happen to you? Huh? What makes you different? You better stay strong. George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. And we're not prepared. Right now, we're on the verge of having to admit that aircraft carriers may be obsolete, and that 20 missiles coming from all different directions may destroy our carrier fleet. One carrier at a time, times 20 missiles. Only one has to get through and it's all over. We're wide open. We're in trouble. Maybe that's why the Chinese aren't building aircraft carriers. And they know something we don't know. So, and I see there's an article in one of the Patriot magazines that the Navy is not the Navy of yesterday. Nothing is of yesterday. I'm watching John Bazelon, the Marine, and the Marines in Guadalcanal, and how 43 Marines died, killing 2,600 Japanese. We have no idea what's coming our way. 9-1-1 was a preview of coming attractions. And like I say, what's the magic number? The magic number in the United States today for us to get off our ass is 1 million dead. It won't even go at 100,000. It'll be 1 million. And that's when you'll hear the news in Wall Street that Caterpillar stock just jumped 20 points. Because we need more bulldozers to cover the bodies. And don't think it can't happen. Don't think it can't happen. Never can happen. Happens all the time. Did you ever think you'd see in your lifetime the heart of New York City being reduced to rubble by 19 Muslims in two jets, not counting the one that hit the Pentagon, not counting the one that went over, went out over Shanksville, Pennsylvania, not counting the ones that returned to the gate and those guys got off, and they're still here waiting for the next call from the parapet, from the minaret. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Big trouble. And we are not the American. We are not our grandfathers. We are not men among men. We can bulk up. We can take steroids. But you know what? They had something greater. They had heart and they had soul. And they had love of God and country. In the words of Stephen Decatur, my country, right or wrong, my country. And until we start thinking like that, we're going to be the lapdogs of Europe.
Show, boys and girls, and you can always send me an email if you got a comment. It's abuton@aol.com. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow, I say au revoir.